This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The mess talking that is going on in this room today is at a different level. And I'm enjoying this so much. Here's the deal. And we touched on it yesterday. And you hear, and I mock the other radio and TV shows that do this. However, there is something behind it. The National Association of Broadcasters is in town. I think we mentioned that yesterday. My God, the level of butt kissing is just at an unreal level.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, even when we were CBS before, the president of the company would come in, Scott Herman, who we all loved, Scott. Yeah. Scott's just like your buddy.
Yeah.
It's like that older, like that cool uncle. And God, I loved Scott Herman. And would look forward to him coming in. And they would go through and scour this building. I mean, they would go through. Scott don't give two rips whether the remote broadcast equipment is tidy. He don't care. Yeah. And they, oh my God. And then you'd get the memo. And I'm sure it happens at your work too. The CEO is coming in, or the regional vice president is coming in. You know what I mean? Or somebody like that. And then make sure your workplace is tidy. And because some dude's going to walk by and go, hey, that guy with the post-it note up on his cubicle, fire him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or they're going to go to the general manager and go, you know, I couldn't help notice that, I don't know. Somebody had that cats with tutus calendar up, and that really bothered me. And therefore, I'm firing you. Because obviously, you don't have a handle on this. That one guy with that messy desk in the sales cubicle, you obviously aren't a very good leader, and we're going to have to let you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never understood like what is happening in this building right now. And much love. I've just never understood it. Yes, Kayla.
Is it butt kissing or is it like a respect thing? I'm genuinely asking because like when people come to my house, I make sure like I keep my house really clean, but then I get extra tidy when people come.
Yeah. No, it's a respect thing. It is a respect thing. No?
I think it's a little bit of both. There's a years ago I did a video called the Ass Kiss Cam and I went around. And I shot people who were
which, by the way, right now, everybody on the planet is a butt kisser, but Spence.
Yeah, of course.
Spence is better than the rest of us because he doesn't care about all of these things. I'm wearing a different shirt today because I'm not as fat as I once was.
And it coincides with the big boss
And it does happen to coincide. And he's like, oh, you're an ass kisser.
No, here's the thing. I'm not better. You want to kiss ass. I don't care. I just am wearing the same clothes I would wear any other day of the week.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you would typically wear a polo and you're wearing a button-up.
Okay,
and it's a nice button.
Whatever, they're coincidental.
No.
Wait a minute. No, you were so full of it. Because, no, you revel in this and you point it out. No, I'm just for the show. But you revel in this and you point it out. And that's where you think you're so much better than everybody else. Because you're not going to be that guy.
Real quick, Kayla, when you put together the podcast for later, who brought up the whole people kissing ass and cleaning up their workspace?
Oh, totally me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, because I find it amusing.
Now, I've attacked you enough. Show killer. Yeah, he's wearing his outside sales outfit with his work shoes. He's got his work shoes on.
I wear this 4 out of 5 days a week.
He does wear that a lot. He does.
It's nothing different. I'm not wearing my dress shoes.
You wear those working shoes?
Yeah.
Spence called them your working shoes,
working shoes.
I thought that was funny.
They're very comfortable. Memory foam inside. They're awesome.
Oh, memory foam's the best.
Yeah, they're great.
But I will say this. As far as appearance, Kayla is wearing the same mothballed sweater her grandma gave her.
God, you are just
an
a-hole on a
sweater.
Different level.
I'm saying she's not a kiss ass. I'm saying it's just the opposite. She looks exactly the way she would look any other day.
You know what?
Even the CEO
wasn't
coming in.
Trying to be the rebel. Oh, I'm the rebel. I just, Oh, look at me. I'm wearing my holy T-shirt, which literally has holes
in it.
I'm wearing my holy T-shirt. I'm showing the man that I'm not going to let him have his foot on my neck.
I put the shirt on with extra holes in it just to make your point.
But what he's not telling you is that he actually went home yesterday and did like 45 extra push-ups just so he filled out that shirt very nicely.
Yeah, so his traps look good.
They want out.
Get out. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Out. On 98.5 KLUC.
God, what are we now? 4 of 40. Wait, today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we are to like 38 hours away from playoff hockey in Las Vegas, y'all. Go, Knights, go.
What?
That just made it so real for me.
I know. That's what I'm saying to you. You were asking me a question about the...
I saw somebody tweet something, and I realized everything on Twitter is factual.
Yes.
There are a couple of teams in the Pacific Division where the Golden Knights, of course, won in their first year that have never won it.
Pacific Division has only been around a couple of years.
Okay. That would explain it.
It used to be something different.
Okay.
It's also confusing to me now. Also because the Canucks, who, you know, has been my team since birth.
Sure.
Since they've sucked so bad for the last, like, 3 years, I've totally been into it game by game. But obviously, playoff implications weren't a big thing.
Right.
Now, where to find a good tea time on April 10th, that's important.
Right.
But because that's what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
What they're doing. That's what Calgary's doing.
Yep.
You see, and this is the great part of it, and this is the fun part. My team's getting ready to play, you know, to play the Kings. What's your team doing? Golfing. Shut up. Shut it. Don't sin it. You know, all those Edmonton people that we were so worried about before? All the Edmonton people that came down here on that Saturday night game?
Yeah.
And I mean, and for lack of a better term, they didn't necessarily trash the place, but they trashed the place. Came down loud and rowdy, talking all kinds of mess. Did they win that game? I don't even remember. I think they won that game.
Yeah, they did win that game.
They even won that game.
Yeah.
Guess what they're doing now? Sleeping in.
Yeah. Same thing when we went to the Calgary game, and they're all in their Calgary Flames jerseys, and they're celebrating in the park.
Woo!
And I'm muttering as I'm walking by, yeah, well, at least we're in the playoffs.
Yeah, you'll be golfing April 5th, bro.
So,
don't even worry about it. Yeah, and they won 7-1 last Saturday. Awesome. That was your last game.
Yep.
You know what? Hopefully,
the bang.
Hopefully our last game will be in June.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we are, think about that, 37 hours and 17 minutes away from playoff hockey in Las Vegas.
I have a question. How does this measure up? Obviously, the UNLV Run and Rebel Championship back in the day, the Vegas Golden Knights' first professional NHL hockey game. How does the first playoff game match up for sports in this, in your opinion, in this town? It's got to be up there in the top five, right?
I was going to say top five. That was what I was thinking. Is it top five?
Yeah, I got to think so.
Maybe top five?
At least, I mean, I've been here 16 years. Yeah, top five since I've been here.
Definitely top five for me in the 2 years.
Since you've been here, yeah.
But if you had to think, but based on what you know, based on what you've heard.
Oh, yeah, it has to be the biggest thing for me anyhow, just because I don't know.
Based on what you've heard.
Oh,
I didn't say
top
based
five.
On the last 2 years. Yes, in the last 2 years, definitely.
Definitely.
I can say without question. 1990.
Yeah.
Can you lump all of that in together? Because there'll be other people that'll say, well, 1991, you know, when they lost to Duke and whatever.
I suppose
people,
so.
People still hanging on to that, too.
But that's was crazy. A bad moment, so we won't talk about that.
Right, but a big moment.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen here.
Right.
Also didn't happen here.
True.
Happened to us.
Yeah.
That run, that Sweet 16 run.
That's up there, too.
Yeah.
That Sweet 16 run, that first XFL game was huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
You were there in the middle of it.
Yeah, but Sam Boyd Stadium sold out. The town was on its ear. XFL was going to be. Remember, XFL was nearly the joke that it became later. And it was never really the joke here. We still had a pretty good thing going here.
I just remember being in the sixth row and having fights all around and taking my son and leaving. That's what I do remember the XFL.
It's the only time in my life that I've ever had to tell people that if they fight in the stands, they will be arrested. It's the only time in my life. I've never,
no
before
joke.
Or since.
It was crazy.
That's funny.
stuff. And if you do watch that for 30 for 30.
It's great.
I'm on there.
Oh, cool.
I'm introducing Vince McMahon. I'm on the 30 for 30. The first time they ran that, my phone just blew up. Was that you? Yeah, why are you paying so close of attention? I don't. Okay, but now back to present day. Are we supposed to make a big announcement later?
I'm unaware. My eyes got big. I'm looking around.
Let me grab the big 98.5 KLUC big book of knowledge.
Yeah, I don't think we get included in a lot of those emails. So I'm like, sure.
You're totally on the emails because you were the ones who reminded me of it yesterday. Well, the big book of knowledge has no knowledge.
There's nothing pertaining to a big announce.
And according to the computer.
Oh, there is no 7 a.m. announce.
Well, the computer program that I gave you that said 6, but I cross-referenced to all the emails, as we were told, and they said 7.
Oh, yeah, there is a big announce. You're right. I see it now.
It's announced. The next big residency in Las Vegas. So I just probably gave it away. But the next big residency in Las Vegas is being officially announced at 7 o'clock this morning. And guess what? We'll have tickets.
Sweet.
Nice.
Okay?
Cool. All right.
So that's all coming up.
Get up! Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yeah, literally, we are, 35 hours away.
That is so cool to think about.
From playoff, 37 hours away. 37 hours away from playoff hockey in Las Vegas.
So excited.
You know what?
I can't. Vegas!
Let's get right into it.
Three, two, one.
Night's plan. Sometimes we'll win, sometimes we won't.
Maybe we edit this out.
Don't want to fight Reeves. No, you don't. Hey, don't. Carlson and Marcia show. Hey. 29 is our goalie. Yep. His name is Marc-Andre Fleury. Yep. We're Vegas born. That's how we beat. Yep. And still, there's a shot he will take it. Bet your ass he gonna make it. The sweet shot's so tasty. You make the goalie look like he is wasted. You ain't gonna find many quicker. Shoot it from the wrist one time, or gets right through. His hair color like butterscotch. You know he uses expensive shampoo. Wow, Bill. Wow. He's coming through and we call him Wild Bill. Wow. He's coming through and we call him Wild Bill. We got Holla and Schmitty. Tuck if you prefer. We got Marc-Andre. He's a puck silencer. There Marshy go. Next thing you know, Vic's got to go. Our mascot's name is Chance. Hunt and Miller in the back. Run to Neil and he gives the puck a smack. Then Holla goes. Next thing you know, Vegas gotta go.
We're on the dinner!
Goldenlicious, nights are vicious, Vegas going loco. All over town you hear the sound of fans yelling go. Nights go wild, Bill scores in a hurry. Derek England is quite burly. Reeves will hit you with the fury. Tending goal, Marc-Andre Fleury. Goldenlicious.
Back to the future.
Vegas gotta go.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Kayla was able to cover up the evidence with makeup. Very nicely done. Very well done. The first pick today is it was dark and I blanked my blank. Why are we doing that?
Because my boyfriend sleeps with a bunch of pillows throughout the night. And during that, they end up trying to fall off the bed. So when I go to kiss
him,
they end up falling off the bed.
They end up all over the floor. They're littered. You said it was like a minefield. And then yesterday you went to kiss him and you tripped over a pillow and hit your face on the nightstand.
Yes, I did.
Man. So, and you can't even tell.
Much.
The swelling has gone down. Yeah. It was dark and I blanked my blank. 702-364-9898. Pure Aloha Festival tickets. International Wedding Festival tickets, all kinds of festivals. Or even lunch, $25 gift card to Capriati's.
That's a festival in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
It can be.
And your belly. And your belly. 702-364-9898 right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
All right, let's try this again. What happened to you?
I was going to kiss my boyfriend yesterday morning, and he sleeps with a bunch of pillows. They all end up on the floor at some point during the night, so it becomes like a minefield, and I tripped over one of the pillows and face-planted into the nightstand.
So it was dark.
Thanks.
Funny.
Well, you know what? It's okay, because no real harm. You know, no blood. It's her. No. She's fine. It was dark, and I blanked my blank. There's a lot of different things that could be. We'll start. Is it Eva or Ava?
It's Eva.
Hi, Eva. It was dark, and I blanked my blank.
I tripped over my black lab and face planted into the bookcase.
I think this is going to turn into, I think it's all going to turn into, it was dark, and I tripped and blank.
Yeah.
I think that's what this is going to turn into. It's got that feel to it. Brandy, the queen of the first pick, who I am not prepared with your official music, but I hope you'll find.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yes, it was dark, and I slipped on the bathroom rug, and I fell into the bathtub.
Oh.
What
sort of damage?
I guess I had a really big bruise on my knee, and then, I mean, I had to pee really bad, so I ended up peeing on myself, but I was in the bathtub, so I turned on the shower, and then got cleaned up.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you're already in the bathroom, so it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, but I like how I slipped and peed on myself. That's better. That's funny.
That's why she's the queen of the first pick, man. Caitlin, it was dark, and I blanked my blank. Caitlin, that's you.
I tripped over my 3-week-old orphan kitten.
Oh, was the kitten okay?
The kitten is perfectly fine. I made sure she was fine. She started meowing because she was hungry. So luckily I didn't kill her, but I felt like a terrible person.
Okay, but and what happened to you?
I just had a minor heart attack because I thought that I may have potentially killed her.
And how long ago did this happen?
This happened about 45 minutes
ago. It's fresh.
Yeah.
It was like it was meant to be that we had you on the radio this morning.
Exactly. I was listening and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I have to call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
We're thinking about editing out Knight's plan, but that was, it was meant to be. All right, Kayla, what you got?
Mariah Carey's new gig is absolutely hilarious
to
me.
Is she broke? Is it possible that she's broke?
It's the only way to explain this.
And she is that girl that everybody else is just kind of like, yeah, I don't really want to hang out with her. And you know, I love her.
Oh, absolutely.
I just love her. And you heard us on the phone. We're good like that.
Yep.
But what the... It's. I wish we were better friends. I wish we were actual honest-to-God friends. So I could go, Mariah, what the hell?
Let's break it down in just a second. Rachel McAdams has welcomed a baby boy into the world with her longtime boyfriend, Jamie Linder. There's no telling when she actually had the baby.
I believe is the word you're looking for.
Well, I mean, the problem was that we didn't know she was pregnant until like mid-February. And now all of a sudden, she's photographed out with her baby and her boyfriend, and we're all like, I mean, like, obviously it's an infant, but you're like, when did you have it?
Which only goes to show that it is possible in Hollywood. People go, I can't live my life. No, it's possible. If you want to keep something secret, you can keep it secret. We didn't even know she was pregnant.
Look at the Ryan Gosling, what's her name? Eva Mendes thing.
But this is what I'm saying, though. Stay home.
Low-key.
Don't go to Mr. Chow. If you absolutely have to go out to dinner, go to freaking Ojai or somewhere else where they're not going to know you.
Postmates, yeah.
Yeah, or have Postmates deliver.
So I know we've all heard that Meghan Markle has an ex-husband, but as far as we know, like, there's really no clue what he does or anything. Turns out he's actually a really big deal, and he dates like a lot of celebrities, including Real Housewives of New York star Bethany Frankel.
Are we confusing not knowing with not caring?
Maybe both. Yes, just, you're
here's,
right.
Here's Bethany.
So I met him in Chicago, and we, you know, we were supposed to go out, and we ended up seeing each other one time, and he'd been texting me. He's a producer in L.A.
Right.
So he told me that he was married before. He's divorced. He was married to this girl named Meghan Markle from the TV show Suits. I said, okay. So 6 months later, I'm like, holy your ex is going to be a princess.
That's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
And Mariah Carey has a new gig. She is going to be the face of HostileWorld.com. Yes.
Not hostile like I'm angry with
you.
Like
I want to stay for cheap when I'm backpacking through Europe.
And I'm not in college and I probably shouldn't stay there because it's creepy.com.
The most lavish woman in the world is going to be the face of like dormitories.
So basically, the one woman in the world that would never stay in a hostel is the face of Hostile World.
And the commercial for this is fantastic. She doesn't say one word through the entire thing, but she's got her team that goes into the different rooms in the hostels and like investigates them. And she walks in, she's like, and never says a word. And her team goes, that's not good. That's not good. It's really funny.
I don't
funny.
Get it. So does it make you want to go stay in a hostel?
I'm not or saying
no. If it's on Mariah Carey quality, it's
her shoe closet's bigger than most hostels.
Exactly.
No question
that's
about it.
That's the Kayla Report.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go. Go. Go.
98.5 KLUC.
Actually, I'm just going to fire straight into this. Hi, Mandy.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, you sound much less stressed than last time we talked. You sound a little happier. We're good, but your husband, is it possible that he'll make it to the weekend?
Oh, I am so mad. Like, this is just ridiculous.
Is it possible that he'll even make it to that first ever Golden Knights playoff game tomorrow night? I'm just wondering.
I don't know. Not right now. I'm not happy.
We've kind of given the broad stroke. You know, we've kind of told everybody a little bit of what happened. In your words, what's going on?
So basically what happened was I went to the Charleston outlet, and well, there were so many good deals and it was like just amazing. And I got maybe a little carried away, but whatever. It's my money, and I kind of had a little shopping spree.
Yeah, we all do that every once in a while.
Let me ask a question. First of all, in the email that you sent, one amazing, breathtaking outlet mall shopping spree.
Breathtaking, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh.
Yes, so, that's what I, yes.
And by, when you say it's my money, is it possible that it is your money? And by your money, I mean on a... we like it's an our money.
Well, okay. I mean, it is, but we make the same amount every 2 weeks. Okay?
Okay.
We do put our money in a checking account, and then we also have agreed to what we want to put in savings every 2 weeks from our check. But hey, if I want to go and shop, I should be able to do that. And now. He wants to say that I can only spend $500 a month. A month? Are you kidding me? On my own money?
It's
our money. I get that. But I make as much as he does. Okay. So I have to now put a limit and what? I have to ask him permission to buy a Kate Spade purse? No. That's ridiculous. I have never, like, bowed down to somebody. And I shouldn't have to ask permission. And let's not just touch on the fact that he goes and does the video poker and how much he's lost.
He does the video poker.
He does it.
It's like he's
everywhere.
It's like he's taking the pot.
One person's video poker is another person's Kate Spade purse.
I love that because obviously, yeah, he's got no clue about this whole Kate Charleston outlet deal. I guarantee he's never set foot in the Charleston outlets. Just much the same as I don't think Mandy's ever sat in front of a video poker machine.
No. That's the thing. And I get, like, he wants us to have enough money for vacation, and he wants to have enough money for rainy day, but, damn, really? I mean,
I mean, no, I shouldn't have a limit on what I'm going to spend a month. No, this is ridiculous.
Do you think that he spends more than $500 a month on video poker?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, sometimes.
Easy.
His losses. Yeah.
Spence, how long does it take you to spend $500 on video poker? Now I realize you're well to do.
It would typically be.
You're a pro.
Typically a month. I won't drop more than 100 at a time.
Yeah, and strangely enough, Spence wins.
Well, yeah, but I don't tell you when I lose.
No, of course not.
So,
but you actually do win. You play. My point is, you play enough to win. I don't play enough to win. If I'm putting in $100, it's usually staying there.
We'll put it this way, Mandy. I won enough this past weekend to buy a couple of Kate Spade purses.
Yeah, man.
Well, see, then you'd be okay, and then you could put a, you know. But no, he doesn't win.
And I'm okay. We're gonna let you go. Thank you, Mandy, and hopefully it all works out.
Thank you.
You know what people are gonna say? They just have to talk about it. So just hopefully we'll get beyond that. But thank you. Have a great day. And I'm going to let you go because here's the deal. Mandy spent $4,000 and didn't tell her husband.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And he's looking over the credit card statement. You see, this is, I couldn't, but he's looking over the credit card statement and then he's doing the math. And I guess it was pretty simple math. Because it was $4,000 in five places.
Wow!
I did a little behind the scenes work and just had an email exchange with him. And it was $4,000 in five places.
Oof!
So he goes, "Look, man, I had to put my foot down." And it's like, "How's that going?" Not well.
Oh!
I'll put it this way: she's taken whatever, he put her on a $500 allowance. She's taken the rest out in withholding, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
So this whole thing may take a second.
I don't care what my wife spent on. Let's say my wife did a $4,000 credit card job. Good luck. And I try to tell her she couldn't spend her money. She would have me offed. The brakes would be, lines would be cut. Something would happen.
But do you guys share an account?
No, in fact, we don't. What we do is everything's separate, and then. We have bills we have to pay. She pays certain ones. I pay certain ones, and things get taken care of.
Is it Larry the boy or Larry the girl?
Larry the boy.
No. We have a Larry the girl. So that's sometimes Davey forgets to put it on the screen. So that's why I was making sure. Larry, your thoughts?
They need separate accounts for their own private spending. Put a number on a joint account. Like, this is how much you need to give every paycheck, and then they both give it. This is how much you give to savings every paycheck. They both give it. And then everything else is their spending money. That's your gas money. That's your going out to lunch with friends money. And if you spend it quick, you spend it quick.
That's on you. Yeah, that's on you. Yeah. But I think that's kind of what he's trying to do with this $500 a month. Thank you, Larry. I think that's what he's trying to do with this $500 a month. The thing that he said was, she spent our Cabo money.
Cool.
Is what he goes, now... He goes, now we got to push back Cabo. We were hoping to go to Cabo.
What do you do, though, in that circumstance? Like, you can't have separate accounts because I'm not saying that Mandy isn't a saver, but it kind of sounds like frivolous spending. You might not be that worried about saving. So I feel the need to comment, like, on my significant other and his saving habits all the time. Like, I'm like, hey, just make sure that you're constantly thinking, like, I got to put an extra 100 in the savings account this month.
Okay, hang on. I want to dig deeper into that.
Oh,
because
okay.
That's totally your brain. That is totally your brain. And if I'm not mistaken, my guess would be you think Mandy's $500 allowance is a good idea. that's a yes. That's totally a yes.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Mandy spent $4,000 in five stores at the Charleston outlets. Her husband said, that's it. Apparently, she dug into the Cabo fund. And he put her on a $500 a month allowance. Is that okay with you? 702-364-9898. Not to throw Kayla under the bus. It's okay with Kayla.
Yeah, I mean, not to be rude, but how many people do you know have struggles in their marriages and relationships based on financial issues. So the fact of the matter is, I think that he's trying to make sure that she doesn't overspend on their savings. It's a real issue, having something to fall back on. Like my, for example, my friends, Sam and Marina, do a $500 a month spending on each other. Like, they give each other, they're like, all right, this is what you get. And they still allow for certain things. Like, she calls him and goes, hey, I want to spend an extra $100 on this. And they're like, oh, okay, they allow it or whatever. But they do it so that way they can plan for the future. I don't see anything wrong with him going, hey, you got a little kind of out there. Like, we got to save some money back up now. So you might have to go down to $500. I guarantee you she hasn't asked him if he put himself on a $500 a month allowance. He might also be putting himself on an allowance.
No way, man. Because here's the thing. And this is just, I truly believe this. My wife and I make, with a similar situation, we probably make about the same amount of money.
Yeah. No, she makes more.
She probably, she does make more than me.
Much more successful than you.
Yeah, oh, obviously, and better looking, all of it, but that's not the point. But in this situation, they're both donating, they're both putting money into savings every month, an agreed amount, that she said that. So it's her money, and as long as the bills are paid and the money's going to savings like they said, spend whatever she wants. It's her money.
Would you not consider
that? Oh, that is key. I'm sorry to interrupt. That is key. There is an agreed upon amount that goes to savings. Well, so then did she must have violated that with her $4,000 shopping spree.
Yeah, because that to me is a bill right there. They've been saving to do the Cabo trip, mm-hmm. and then she spent the Cabo money. That was an agreed upon thing that they were saving for.
I think there's part of this that Mandy didn't tell us.
There might be. And for instance, we have credit cards that we use for things to get points and so on and so forth. We have a trip coming up in June. And the idea is to get that credit card paid down to a certain point before the trip because we know we're going to use it. So maybe it's something like that. But otherwise, she puts money into savings, as they both do, and it's her money. I got to tell my wife what to do with her money.
I wonder how hard and fast this $500 is, too. You know, whether he says,
she's going to do whatever she wants.
Yeah, whether he says, hey, honey, maybe you just pull it back to around $500. And she's just... You know,
and I'll make this point. If there's something that, like, for instance, when I wanted to buy my Golden Knights personalized hockey jersey, it was a pretty good hit.
A couple hundred, yeah.
I don't need to ask permission. But like we talked about earlier, it's a mutual respect thing. Hey, if you don't mind. And the response typically is, I don't care. It's your money.
Yeah. I can't remember one time that I've gone to Amy where I've said, hey, is it okay if I blah, blah, blah? Because she looks at me, she's like, why are you asking? Why are you bothering?
And you're not going to tell her the same. You're not going to do that.
No, God, no.
And my wife would never ask permission to spend her money.
Oh, I love seeing my wife naked. I want that to continue.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
There is a woman in Sebastian, Florida. Where's Sebastian?
Sebastian is like directly east, on the East Coast, directly east of Orlando.
All right, then. I didn't know there was anything east of Orlando.
Yeah, Orlando's in the middle of the state. So then Sebastian's like on the coast directly east of it.
Well, you learned something.
This has been your Florida geography moment.
Yeah, and probably not even that important, but I thought I'd ask. Because this woman who lives in Sebastian, her name is Cherie Thompson, and she couldn't find her cat. He's a little black cat named Galt. Aww. And then she suddenly realized where he was. It wasn't good. Earlier that day, her neighbors had helped her take an old couch to the dump. Galt liked to hide in the couch.
Oh, no.
There was a rip in the back where Galt could get into the couch. She immediately went to the dump to look for Galt. And first things first, look for that couch.
Sure.
Because that's where Galt is. But the couch was in a huge dumpster that was buried in about 12 feet of trash.
Oh.
So she had to wait overnight. When she went back the next day, a bunch of workers at the dump stopped everything they were doing and helped her look. But there was no way to dig down deep enough. It was 12 feet deep, 12 feet buried. So she had to wait another night before they could take the dumpster to a landfill and sort through it. Meaning the couch, and therefore potentially the cat, had been buried for about 48 hours at that point. So once they get this thing to the landfill, a crew of workers carefully took everything out until they found the couch. They cut the back open, and they found Galt, and he was just fine.
Oh, God.
Over 2 days, a crew of guys, your taxpayer money.
But really cool
that they went to that length to help her. Obviously, she's grateful for everything they did for her. When the cat was reached for comment, Galt just licked himself.
And selfish cat.
That's your good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
All right, let's play the game.
Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spencer's challenge. Yeah.
Stephanie sent us a video yesterday of her a 9 year old, and they were playing Spencer's challenge.
Which animal has the coolest tail? Monkey.
The monkey.
Stump. Taylor said. Lion! That's correct.
Buchanan is great.
Richard Buchanan impersonation is pretty strong. But we'll take it back to normal. Who's our contestant today?
It's Margaret Kitanow from Summerland.
All right, Margaret, 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. What do we say?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you a question. You going to Cooter today?
Not today.
And IU, there's a virtual $1,400 on the line. And the first tickets to go see Gwen Stefani at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood just announced earlier this morning. Worst kept secret in town.
Yeah.
Absolutely worst.
I'm so excited.
Well, let's see if we can do something with this then. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. A toddler was hit in the head by a fallen ceiling tile and an oxygen canister during a flight on which airline?
Delta Airlines.
Kenya Moore is expecting her first child with husband Mark Daly. Yay! Which city is she a real housewife of?
The city of Atlantic.
What?
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City. Make sure you write that down properly. What city do Major League Baseball players say is the roughest to play in? Gotta go.
Can you say what city?
What city do Major League Baseball players say is the roughest to play in?
Los Angeles.
7 people were charged in a 93-count indictment with prostitution-related and money laundering charges associated with what website?
GoDaddy.com.
All right.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Bit of a challenge for Margaret today.
Okay.
I don't believe. Yeah, but just by my count here, is she squadoosh.
All right, then.
You'll need one to keep the money safe. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. A toddler was hit in the head by a fallen ceiling tile and an oxygen canister during a flight on which airline?
American.
Kenya Moore is expecting her first child with husband Mark Daly. Yay. Which city is she a real housewife of?
Hotlanta.
What city do Major League Baseball players say is the roughest to play in?
Milwaukee.
7 people were charged in a 93-count indictment with prostitution-related and money laundering charges associated with what website?
Backpage.
Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth became the first senator to do what while in office?
She gave birth to a baby.
Yeah, man.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Well, let's take a look at how we did. Spence just needed one. I think we might be able to find one in here somewhere. A toddler was hit in the head by a fallen ceiling tile and an oxygen canister during a flight on which airline? Margaret said?
Delta Airlines.
Delta, no. Spencer.
American.
Is it American Airlines? You know I had to go one more day with that. Kenya Moore is expecting her first child with husband Mark Daly. Yay. Which city is she a real housewife of? Oh, Margaret.
Atlanta.
Atlantic City.
But she said Atlantic City, and you doubled down on Atlantic City. Spence said
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. So
yeah. I knew it was Atlanta.
Booyah! She said Atlantic.
Yeah.
And then she said Atlantic City.
Oh. Okay.
And it was like, well, yeah. All right. What city do Major League Baseball say is the roughest to play in? Margaret said?
Los Angeles.
Ben said?
Milwaukee?
No, Boston is the roughest city to live and play in because they're tough. They're tough on you there.
Sure.
They're really tough on you there. Even tougher than New York is what players will say. Yeah. Seven people were, there's two for Spence here. Seven people were charged in a 93-count indictment with prostitution-related money laundering charges associated with what website? Margaret said.
GoDaddy.com.
It's kind of funny.
That's awesome.
That's kind of funny. Spence said.
Backpage.
Backpage.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
You thought I was wrong, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I laughed.
I know, I did. I heard them like, I know that's right.
There's a super long story with that, and anybody who's lived in Phoenix is kind of giggling to themselves today. What's the local paper that we had here? Like a locals paper. Huh. Anyway, they had a place. One of the precursors to that was this thing called the New Times in Phoenix, and on the back page, and it was just a big middle finger to the government. They started it in 1970 so they could complain about Vietnam. And it was a big First Amendment deal. And it actually became like where they got numerous awards for their right.
We love you, Spence. So we say hi to him, okay?
We're on the radio right now, Margaret, but thank you. But anyway, so these guys used to run just ads for weed before it was, well, still not legal in Arizona. Hooker ads, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Really?
On the back page of New Times. So they just kind of shifted that over to the interwebs and
got the attention of the federal government.
Good job, guys. Some years later. And Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth became the first senator to do what while in office? And Margaret?
Ran out of time.
Yeah, not so much. And Spence?
She gave birth to a baby.
She gave birth to a baby. And that is correct. And by my count, that's one and two and three and a booyakasha. Why not?
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge.
KLUC.
She cries at everything. And then I propose that she didn't cry at all. Is this a problem? Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. We'll jump into that in like 2 seconds. First, though, we are less than 36 hours away from the very first ever professional playoff game to happen in Las Vegas. And how exciting is that? There is a gentleman. Oh, shoot. I don't have his name in front of me, and I feel bad about it because the only reason I'm doing this is to give him some love right now. And I knew it as sure as I knew my own name, and you know I'll never be able to find
it. Michael Balloro?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Michael Balloro. He did a Vegas Strong song, and I get it. Because this is really, it's a One October song that might be a cool thing moving forward into the playoffs. But I don't know that it captures the right vibe.
Right.
You know, because we should be upbeat and happy and excited. But
let's make the city strong and take it
further. But it's nice work.
Yeah, really.
It's really nice work.
Yeah. Let's make the city strong and take it further than we've ever gone to do it for the fallen daughter. Conquering the tragedy. Let's make this thing reality. Together we are family. No time to be. Don't wait till it's gone. Let's fight and make the world a place where we belong. Out with the hatred and in with the love. Together we are Vegas strong.
Kind of, it's pretty cool.
It's
got a little Linkin Park vibe on the front end, don't you think?
Linkin Park, a little bit of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like I hear BB Rex or Halsey singing that hook.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean?
That.
All of that good stuff. Here's what's funny is that they started out as rejected VGK songs that may end up being the actual VGK song.
The Vegas Golden Knights. 3, 2, 1.
Knights plan.
Not this one.
Knights plan.
Not this one.
Shush. Sometimes we'll win, sometimes we won't.
Well, that's true.
Don't want to fight Reeves. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Don't.
That's true.
No, you don't. Carlson and Marcia show. Hey, show.
Hey.
29 is our goalie. His name is Marc-Andre Fleury. We're Vegas born, that's how we beat. And still. There's a shot, he will take it. Bet your ass he gonna make it, make it, make it. The Swedish side's so tasty, tasty, tasty.
Love
he
him.
Make the goalie look like he is wasted.
Love him so
much. Ain't gonna find many quicker. Shoot it from the wrist one time, it gets right through. His hair color like butterscotch. You know he uses expensive shampoo. Wow, wow, wow. Bill. Wow. He's coming through and we call him Wild Bill. Wow. He's coming through and we call him Wild Bill. We got Holla and Schmitty. Tuck if you prefer. We got Marc-Andre. He's a puck silencer. There Marshy go. Next thing you know, Vic's gotta go. Our mascot's name is Chance. Hunting Miller in the back. Run to Neil and he gives the puck a smack. Then Holla goes. Next thing you know, Vegas gotta go.
We're on the thinner!
Goldenlicious, nights are vicious, Vegas going loco. All over town you hear the sound of fans yelling, go. Knights go wild, Bill scores in a hurry. Derek England is quite burly, Reeves will hit you with the fury. Tending goal, Marc-Andre Fleury, Goldenlicious.
Back to the future.
Vegas gotta go.
Go, Knights, go! Go, Knights, go! Go, Knights, go! Weekday mornings on 98.5 KODUC and the radio.com app.
Just so much fun. Remember this, man. Remember how great this is. Because it won't always be like this. And who knows, it might even be better. But just remember this, because it's pretty cool.
Truer words, man.
Pretty cool. All right, is there, Kayla, is there a problem? Is there a problem that dude who he just hit me up to and said, don't say my name? Because apparently she listens.
Oh,
so this
okay.
might be a problem in and of itself. She cries at everything. He proposed, not a tear. Bellagio, didn't you hear somewhere too that it was like Bellagio fountains?
Yeah, it was a full on production.
No,
timed the thing out, the whole thing, and you know he really took that extra step to make sure it was special.
Is this a problem that she did not one tear?
It's a huge problem. It is so big. Okay, if you cry at everything, and I'm an emotional person, so I cry if I see an old woman walking across the street or whatever. If she is like that, where she is crying at little things, but the biggest decision of her life, she didn't shed one tear, like not even like happy tears.
Biggest,
like,
not even the decision. Biggest moment.
Yeah. And nothing. No waterworks.
She's
at
never
all.
Been married before. I know if you're thinking it's old hat or whatever. Like, it's her seventh marriage. She has 14 kids. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. No. First marriage.
Nothing like not even like later on they went home and they finally sank in and all of a sudden tears, like there's nothing, no waterworks at all.
The way it was said to me was not one tear.
Wow, that's cold.
She cries at everything. She cries at everything and everything was great. She was excited.
Sure.
She was.
I take it she said yes.
Absolutely. Yes. I'll marry you. Yeah. And apparently, yeah, it's set. The neighbors are aware that they got engaged, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
With the act, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to go on. I know what you're saying. This is alarming to me that if you're an emotional person like he claims that she is and there wasn't anything, I would, that's,
Is there a problem? Have you experienced this? 702-364-9898. Is it possible? And I would love to hear from somebody that this happened to you. That you're a leaker, and then the big moment came and you didn't cry one bit.
Huh?
I'm just curious, and why do you think that is? Saudi, this doesn't shock. You're not a leaker, though. Are you a leaker, Saudi? Oh,
for everything stupid, I am.
Oh,
like puppy commercials, TV shows. I cry at the end of every like. Grey's Anatomy. Like, I cry all the time when I'm watching something that's sappy. Even songs make me cry.
Saudis.
But, like, big stuff? Nothing.
Go ahead.
Big stuff, nothing.
Big stuff, nothing. Why do you think nothing. That? Why do you think that is?
I think part of it is, like, center of attention type thing. If everyone else around me is paying attention to me and they know, like, then I'm not. So, like, if exactly when my husband proposed to me, my ex-husband, I didn't cry. When people pass away and we're at funerals, I don't cry. It's not like that. It has to be random in a dark movie theater or watching my TV. Or if I'm, like, watching Facebook and I see a sad video and I don't think anyone's paying attention to me, and if a tear comes out, it comes out.
I'm with you.
Great gesture.
It's weird things. For me, it's rare. I saw, you know, one of the tributes to the kids that died up in Saskatchewan.
Yep.
Is people putting hockey sticks on the porch.
Yeah.
I was at dinner last night.
Sticks out for Humboldt.
Right. And I saw that and I'm like, why am I starting to well up? I know it's a tragedy, but the action of putting the sticks on the porch.
Totally doing it today. I didn't even think about it. Of course,
if I had one.
Every national anthem, I cry. Every time.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that. That center of attention thing. Yeah, that might do it for me.
There is, there's an old Native American saying that I think applies here too. That I'll tell you about in a minute.
All right.
Okay.
But that's interesting, Saudi, because you're P1 D1. We've known each other a long time. I wouldn't think you were a leaker.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Don't want to see a puppy.
Yeah, that's why we get along. That's why we get along. All right. I'll see you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, buddy. Taylor, you either? You didn't cry at all?
Yeah. Nope. Not at all.
And you're normally a crier?
I am. My mom was always like, well, just imagine you in that situation and be glad that you're not. So, like, she'd always, yeah. But when he proposed, it was a big ordeal and everything. And I think it just, like she said, it was just a spotlight and the whole so for real moment. So,
were you in shock?
Yeah, I was, just because he had the entire place all in on it and I had not a clue.
Let me throw this out there real quick. Would it be, because me, I don't want to get married. So I don't, and I'm a leaker. Like, I cried 3 times during the Hannah Montana movie. So, and I know that if I ever got engaged, I don't think that I would cry, but it's because I don't want to get married. So it's not that big of a deal to me. That's the reason I really feel bad, because to me, that's a red flag.
Okay, oh my God. So you're saying that this, as I lean back and put my feet up on the counter, I'm so into this now. So are you stipulating that you believe that this girl secretly does not want to get married and that this is an, oh my God, I may break this guy's heart thing?
It could be.
Because if Buddy, you don't want to get married, but if Buddy goes, you know what, screw her, she doesn't know what she's talking about, right. I'm gonna propose. I know you're going to clench your teeth and smile. You're going to go, yes, I love you. I'm so excited. But secretly, you're going to go, this is a foundation of my being, and I don't want to get married.
Yeah.
But you're still going to say yes because you're a get-along girl.
Yeah, and I'll do it for him, you know, because I love him and stuff. But at the same time, it's not what I want, so I won't cry in that scenario. Because I'm not emotionally attached to it.
Holy cow. Neela, is this kind of your deal too, Neela?
No, actually, I kind of knew that this was happening. You know, us girls are better than the FBI, so I already seen the ring. He has no idea. He still doesn't have any idea. So I knew what was going on. He was really weird all day. So I was mentally ready for it and emotionally. So I didn't shed a tear, no.
So
I love him. We got married. We're happily married. No tears at all.
Okay, so you hear the story. You hear the story from your fellow P1. Do you think it's a red flag?
I don't. I don't think so.
You hear the story from Kayla. Do you think that's a... Does that change your opinion at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like Kayla, you say it's not a red flag, that it's no big deal, because maybe her investigation skills are good like yours. However...
Right.
Then Kayla goes, I just flat don't want to get married.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm not emotionally attached to that scenario, so I'm worried that maybe she just wasn't emotional, and that's a red flag right there that she's like, maybe she'll come around on it and go, oh, well, I don't really care about him as much because
right.
she wasn't emotionally invested in that moment.
Right.
Wow.
Hmm. I don't know. It's a tough situation, but you never know. Maybe, I mean, like I said, to this day, my husband doesn't know that I knew. I mean, maybe now he does, unless, you know, if he's listening to us, but.
Of course he is. And of course he is, and of course he does now.
Right, right. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a tough situation.
It sure is. It sure is. Deborah, do you have another side to this?
Yes. So, my husband and I were together for 7 years before he proposed to me. I was ready. So, I mean, I wasn't really that surprised when he proposed. And I do cry over a lot. ASPCA commercials make me cry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
I can't help
it. I don't cry as much when I'm happy. More when I'm sad.
Can we all agree then that no, her not crying is not a problem as long as she said yes. As long as she said yes right away.
I agree.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Kayla?
I guess you're
just trying to make trouble.
No, I find it alarming, but that's where I come from. So I guess like immediately my head goes to that she doesn't want to go through with it.
What do you mean that's where you come from?
Well, because I wouldn't cry. So that's, I can relate to the situation, but only because I wouldn't cry because I don't want that.
Save this audio show, Killer, because at some point, this whole I don't want to get married facade is going to crack. She's going to get married, and there will be video posted on Facebook, and she'll be weeping. Just keep the audio so we can shove it in her face later.
Oh, my God, yeah. And well, of course, we'll have to stop you. We'll have to stop the entire show for the better part of a year while they get ready to get married. Or you'll drag out your engagement like 3 years, so that'll be dominate the show for 3 years. Be great. You realize that's why, you know, that's why Amy and I only got married like 3 years ago?
I know.
Or 4 years ago now?
That was the craziest thing to me. By the way, do a lot of people know that story?
You know, no, I have to explain that. Just only because I was going to ask her, and then didn't you and Wendy get pregnant, Davey? I think that was first.
Yes.
Then I was going to go, and then JB and Lauren got married.
Yep.
And then you had another kid. Then JB and Lauren had a kid. And it's like, for the love of God, when, just everybody hold up for a second.
I know.
I need a couple of months.
Yeah, so we can weasel in there.
Exactly.
Well, then I have my vasectomy. Remember that? That was part.
Yeah, yeah. And that was me. Yeah, you know, we didn't want to steal your frozen peas thunder from all of that. Ah, it's good.
Wake up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
National Siblings Day. Have you ever been in a fight with your siblings where marks were left or blood has been drawn? Kayla, you remembered one late.
I was in my brother's bunk bed with him one night and we were fighting and I kicked him and his face went into the fan and because we have really low ceilings in that room and
sure.
He popped the blood vessel in his eye and it was red for like weeks afterwards.
Nice.
Good job.
Spence, you were the oldest. Are you holding out on us?
No, the only time it happened, my sister caught me just wrong and got under me somehow and pushed me, and I fell back and hit a coffee table. Not only did it leave a bruise and it cut my lower back, but it literally took the breath away, knocked the wind out of me, where I thought I was going to die. I was like 12
that
years
rough.
Old.
Blood, I like it, marks and blood.
Yeah.
I like all of it. Andy, you were the oldest, and so you kind of get this. So, what did you do to one of your sisters?
She got kind of mouthy with me, and I kind of shoved her head into a wall.
What? Kind of shoved? I mean...
The word that is on my screen is not into a wall. It is through a wall.
Yes, right through the wall. I had to repair it later.
That's funny. Mom and Dad gave you everything, and you have to fix the wall.
That's
that was part of the punishment. I had to replace the plaster in the wall. So.
What was the other part of the punishment?
I think I got grounded for like 6 weeks. My car was taken away or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, you put a head through a wall. That tends to get their attention.
Yeah.
I love this. Christina got her sister arrested. We'll get to that in a second. Mike, you still have burn marks on your arm? Yo, Mike. Oh, no, that's not Mike. That's Christina. Hang on. We'll get to you in a second. No, Mike, you still have burn marks on your arm?
Yes, sir.
How'd you get them?
My sister put a fork on a stove until it turned red and then grabbed it and put it on my arm and asked me if it burned.
What the? Is she?
Oh, my God.
Right up.
She, obviously, she's older than you.
Yeah, but about a year, yeah, a year older.
And obviously, she's at the Women's Correctional Institute down there in Gene.
Yeah, your sister is a sick woman.
That's not it. I also got a piece of lead from a pencil on my arm and in my back because she stabbed me with a pencil.
Oh, my God.
Was she just, yeah, but was she just crazy mean, or were you given as good as you got?
I kind of asked for it sometimes, but she was kind of a bully, I guess.
Yeah, but were you pestering her? I get the idea there's more to this. I don't know why, but I get the idea there's more to this.
Yeah, maybe there is, but, you know, I redeemed myself after 18 years.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you were a little brat, and then she just finally had enough of you.
Yeah, then I had enough of her, too. So
Understood. Understood. Yeah. To the stitches part of our program, Mary?
Yes.
Who ended up with stitches?
My younger sister. She's 8 years younger than me. And I was grounded, but I snuck on the phone to talk to my boyfriend, and I paid her $5 because she caught me. So she told my mom she wanted to go to the store, but she wouldn't tell my mom how she got the money until after. And then she told my mom, so I got my butt whooped. And then my mom used to put these knocker balls in our head. It's like two plastic balls at the end of a rubber band. And so when she was sitting there, my mom had walked away, and I flung like four at her, and it busted her lips. Okay, she needed stitches for it. And so I told her, snitches get stitches, and, like, walked away. But she pushed me off the trampoline and broke my arm. Like,
oh, my God!
I came back tenfold.
Oh, my God. That's a great story.
That's great.
Oh, if I'd have known, that would have been the last one. Don't forget, Christina got her sister arrested. So that's what I'm figuring that's the punchline on this one. It's, hey, Angie, you and your older sister. How many sisters do you have?
I just have one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because Vivi is yours. I was like, well, your older sister.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone always thinks I'm older than her because I look like an old witch or something. But no, she's the older one.
No, she looks like a little baby. That's the difference.
All right. And I look like a hag. It's fine.
No, you don't. You don't.
So she's 2.5 years older than me. And, like, in middle school, she sprouted tatas first. And I don't know if maybe I was mad about that. I don't know. But we got into this fight. I got her on the ground, and I started stomping her new boobs, like just stomping on them because I was just so angry, and she was pulling my hair. And at the end of it, like, I was missing hair. She had bruised tatas, but then we just looked at each other, and we're like, oh, my gosh, but don't tell Mom. We're going to get in trouble. Oh, okay, cool. You and then that was it.
You were deliciously crazy.
Oh.
I love that. Have a great day. All right, Christina, how'd you get your sister arrested?
Okay, so my sister and I, we used to live in an apartment together, like, when we were, like, 19, and we had this party, and she got really drunk, and I got kind of drunk, and then there was actually a lot more than I told Davey. So my sister thought I was sleeping with, like, this guy roommate that we had, and so I said that it wasn't true.
Were you?
So she's... Yeah, but because my boyfriend was staying with me at the time because I was supposed to go on a trip the next day, so I wasn't about to admit it in front of my boyfriend. So yeah. Anyway, so then she got into a fight with her other friend who told her that I was sleeping with our male roommate, and then we got into this big old fight, and then she started like bashing me on the head and all that stuff, which she didn't remember the next day, by the way, and all this thing, and then eventually like it just got to a big old point, like glass was broken, everything. So I went outside and I had to call the cops and everything. And since I called the cops, I apparently didn't get in trouble for it. But my sister got arrested, and so she, yeah.
Okay, but the question was there any blood or any marks? It's the
Oh, yeah. No, there was. I had, like I said, there was broken glass. We had bloody hands. I had a bruised head because she was, like, really, like, had me on a chokehold and kind of, like, bumping, like, bashing me on the head. And I was trying to hit her on her back to get me to get off and everything like that. So, yeah, a lot of blood, everything like that. But then Metro came down and she went off to the big house.
How long was she in jail?
She was only there for a day because one of her friends bailed her out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't even bail.
I was going to say, let me guess who bailed her out. I thought it would be you.
Actually, I had the I had a dance competition in California.
Oh, yeah, you were leaving on a trip.
Exactly. So I still had to go. And I we kind of amended by the time she was in jail or by the time she was in the cop car. So I told her, I'm like, I have to go. And she's like, I know. And then I was like, I'll see you later. She's like, okay. And then
they got her arrested, but they've made up by the time she's in the cop car. That's awesome.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown is brought to you by Ideal Image, the advanced med spa. Get 50% off laser hair removal now. Call 1-800-BE-IDEAL now. Or visit idealimage.com. David, the show killer, who's contestant number one, please?
We have Paul Telios.
Paul, what's your buzzer going to be?
Got it.
Yeah, man. Contestant two.
Haley Weiler.
Hey, Haley. Hey, Haley. Hi, Haley. Hey, hi. What's your buzzer going to be?
Woo!
Awesome.
Good work.
Kayla, question one.
Who's the new face of HostileWorld.com? Diddy, Jay-Z, or Mariah Carey?
Got it. Woo!
Paul.
Diddy?
Is it Diddy? No.
Haley, is it Jay-Z or Mariah Carey?
I'm going to go with Jay-Z.
Is it Jay-Z? No, this is what's great. And hostile, like, not hostile. Yeah. Hostile, like a place you stay when you're backpacking through Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I get it. Mariah Carey is the last person I would expect to be the new face of HostileWorld.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why we have 0 points.
Who is talking about going on a date with Meghan Markle's ex?
He was married to this girl named Meghan Markle from the TV show Suits.
Oh, okay.
So 6 months later, I'm like, holy your ex is going to be a princess.
Is that Teresa Giudice? Is it Giudice?
Judas. Yeah.
Judas, whatever. Brandi Glanville or Bethany Frankel?
Woohoo!
Haley.
Bethany Frankel.
Is it Bethany Frankel? Hell of a guess right there. Nice job. Haley is up one zip. You can get 50% off laser hair removal right now at Ideal Image, the advanced med spa, by calling 1-800-BE-IDEAL or visit idealimage.com. So we'll make this third and final question worth 50 big points.
Which Oscar nominee just gave birth to a baby boy? Rachel McAdams, Natalie Portman, or Saoirse Ronan?
Sounded like Haley for the win.
I'm going to go with Rachel McAdams.
Is it Rachel McAdams? Not a real long dramatic pause. Just a quick here. Yeah, because you're the winner.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, did your buzzer break?
It must have because it wasn't coming through.
Yeah, push it one more time.
Got it.
Yeah, okay.
It works.
All right, man. We're going to have to let you go. Thank you very much. Haley, are you in the market for a $20,000 bridal package?
Oh, most definitely. Just recently engaged.
Well, good. Congratulations.
Oh, nice.
When are you getting married?
No plans yet. It's brand new, so we got to figure it all out.
Well, maybe this will spark some inspiration for you.
Yeah.
April 29th at the Enclave Convention Center, the International Wedding Festival. Free tickets for you, and don't be too shocked if you see Kayla there in a bridal dress.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. It sounds like something they might do. Haley Weiler is today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
I would say that 13-year-old Spence is going to love one that's coming up here in the randoms, but 13-year-old Spence wouldn't have understood it. 17-year-old Spence, on the other hand.
I'm looking forward to this.
Give it a second. Remember the... Hey, David, did you happen to put a clip in? Did you notice in the randoms today?
No, I didn't.
No? All right. There was a song in the 90s, maybe early... Yeah, 90s, by the Divinyls. called I Touch Myself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good song.
Are you familiar with it, Kayla?
No.
The video for that song, directed by Michael Bay.
Ah.
What?
Well, of course, one of the big directors in Hollywood now.
Transformers and stuff.
Yeah, all of that. Where stuff blows. If stuff's blown up good, it's probably a Michael Bay movie. But back in the day, he did the video for Divinals.
Wow. Oh, funny.
No Country for Old Men. Speaking of stuff blowing up. No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood. Isn't this funny? Because the movies aren't anywhere near the same.
Mm-hmm.
I've always, but they kind of came out at the same time. And I've always connected one with the other. Maybe somehow I knew this. Because they were both shot at the same time, right by each other in Texas. Smoke from There Will Be Blood wafted onto the set of No Country for Old Men. And they had to shut down for a day.
Oh, wow.
Because they couldn't shoot.
That's fascinating.
Because the smoke from the other movie was screwing them up. Speaking of Texas, the most common species of armadillos, the nine-banded armadillo.
Oh, of course.
I didn't know that there were any other different armadillos. I just figured they were all just armadillos.
Well, the seven-banded ones are just rascals, so.
Yeah, well, but these nine-banded ones always give birth to identical quadruplets.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
I know. All right, Spence, you ready?
Yeah.
Glass blowers. I don't know if
that was 13-year-old Spence. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you can say yes, exactly. Glass blowers use three different furnaces to make their glass. Now, I do not know what the other two are called, and it doesn't matter. One of the furnaces is actually called a glory hole.
You're right. I don't even think 17-year-old Spence knew that. It was more refined 24-year-old Spence. Going, oh, well, really?
29-year-old Kayla got a pretty good kick out of it, too. And only two presidents in history have ever taken a pension. It's available. They never take it.
Hmm.
Harry Truman felt like accepting any corporate money after he was president wasn't right.
Wow.
So he pretty much needed the money to live. And Herbert Hoover took the pension so that Truman would not be embarrassed because he was the only one that had taken the pension.
That's
crazy.
Funny.
Yeah.
Everybody else said, nah, I'm cool with the pension. I'll make my,
$25 million
or whatever it is when I'm out doing speaking engagements.
That's
and
great.
Whatnot. Yeah.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
It's a rare day that we have Mr. Spence go first, and I think today might be that day.
Kelly Smith of Caldra, Wales is a PETA. Pain in the. And finally, someone stood up to her tyrannical dining behavior. Kelly and her 8-year-old son regularly would patronize the Beefeater Steakhouse. And regularly, Kelly would complain about the food and the service. The owners of the steakhouse finally had enough and sent her a letter that read, "We believe the Beefeater is so clearly unable to meet your requirements in terms of food quality and the level of service provided that it would be appropriate if you would kindly refrain from visiting in the future." Kelly even said the staff was always friendly and welcoming and would offer her a refund or another meal each and every time she complained. And a spokesman for Beefeater added, "On the past 6 of 7 visits, Ms. Smith had complained in order to receive a refund on her meal. Our team worked very hard to provide all our guests with a welcoming and enjoyable experience. However, it has become evident that we are unable to meet Ms. Smith's particular requirements."
Yeah, man.
Hey, sometimes you have to risk a bad Yelp review and tell a customer to go pound sand.
Yep.
So, to those in the Beefeater Steakhouse in Wales, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Do you care about Yelp reviews?
No. I never really check.
I just kind of, yeah. Well, because sometimes you can't help it. You Google a place, and it just comes up their Yelp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard to find something on Google sometimes when it comes to restaurants. So I might flip through a few. And if they're all bad, like if it's all bad, then maybe. But I typically just think if somebody's complaining on Yelp that they're just being a PETA. a pain in the A.
I'll make it a point because I feel like Yelp has become a place to go to, for people to rant and be negative.
Yeah, that's it.
So I make it a point to anytime I have spectacular service somewhere, I will either find an email address for the manager. I will go onto social media and write amazing reviews about the place because I just feel like it's so easy to be negative. Why not put a little positivity out there?
I just don't have that kind of energy. If I had that good of a time at a restaurant, I probably need a nap.
And if I have that bad of a time at a restaurant, guess what? I just don't go back.
I just don't go back. They don't get my money. Kayla has the floor. The chair recognizes the representative from Florida.
Well, today is National Sibling Day, so I wanted to recognize the two guys that put up with me growing up. To Bocephus James, I'm sorry that I pushed your face into a fan. And to James, well, I know I feel bad about it now, looking back. And to James Wesley, even though we didn't actually live in the same house at all together growing up, I still love you. And to my sister-in-laws, Molly and Christy, thanks for putting up with me. You guys is.
The greatest person in the world.
David?
I'm giving mine to a gentleman in Japan. His name is Masazo Nonaka. As of yesterday, Guinness Book deemed him the oldest man in the world at 112 years and 259 days. The one thing I love is he loves to eat sweets. He eats them almost every day. He reads the newspaper every day, and he often soaks in the family owns a hot springs, and he often soaks in the hot springs.
Yeah, man.
This guy is 112. Almost 113.
Two Yemans in one. Right? That's two Yemans in one greatest person in the world.
So he obviously has done something right all these years. So
yep.
Masazo Nonaka of Japan, you is.
Yeah, buddy.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
I think you should probably give it to Davey for saying Masazo Nonaka two times without screwing it up.
Pretty good. Right? Pretty good. And it's kind of low-hanging fruit. But today in the RJ, a wonderful piece, basically a love letter to the city of Las Vegas from one Mr. Bill Foley.
Oh, awesome.
And with roughly, 34 and a half hours until playoff hockey hits Las Vegas, man, who would have believed? Who would have believed? And I am taken back. I didn't even think about it until just now, and I'm going to get all emotional. The day that we... You know, it was NHL Awards, and I've been fortunate enough, which those days are probably coming to an end, but over the last few years, the league has hired me to host the red carpet for the NHL Awards.
Sure.
And so right before the NHL Awards last year was when we were officially awarded the team. And so Mr. Foley came out of that room with Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, and everybody else, and we had a team, and I was pretty much the first person he saw, you know, the outside of the inner circle, and walked up, and I thought we were going to shake hands. We ended up in a big bear hug, and I hugged him, and I said, "You did it, man. You did it." Tears in our eyes, and he goes, "No, we did it." And then right then, some lady yells out, "We love you, Mr. Foley." And there was just that moment where you feel both of our... We both just kind of, you know what I mean? And it was cool. And to think from those days, from that first thing that I hosted where we were talking about getting season tickets, we were hoping to get 10,000. And look what this thing has become.
Yep.
So, go read the thing in the RJ. It's a beautiful love letter to you, Knights fans, from Mr. Bill Foley, who today... You just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hi, Davey, the show killer.
Hey, Mr. Chet.
I'm still blown away that we talked. Who's on the phone?
We have Christina Smith from Spring Valley.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Let me just start this again because I'm still kind of blown away. What did we learn today that we never thought we would hear in our lives?
That Davey put rules on Wendy.
Oh, my God. Davey actually puts rules on Wendy.
What?
Okay, now tell the truth. How true is that?
100% true. 100%.
You give her stipulations. Well, like when she goes to the store and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to like going out and buying stuff, yes.
Does she know about this?
She does. No, she does.
I mean, you can have all the rules you want, but if she doesn't know about the rules, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've got rules. And she's like, I don't know what he's talking about.
No, no.
Do you enforce the rules?
I do. I mean, there's a few times it does slip around the cracks.
Oh, yeah, because she still does what she wants.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. All
but
right.
I try to enforce it as best I can.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Of course.
Yeah, what do you... And let's be honest. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
You know, it's same thing. I can tell you. Sure. I give this great story about how Amy and I... Oh, it's mutual respect, and we don't... What am I going to do?
Yeah.
What am I going to withhold sex? Please. You know
she's
what
like,
I'm saying?
God, I wish he would do that.
Oh,
yeah, funny. She's like, when can we start that plan? You know? So, Christina, we are just proud to give you tickets to Pure Aloha. That's next weekend at the Silverton, all right?
Thank you so much, guys.
Have a great day. Sorry, she's at work. She's like, will you please let me go?
You're yelling sex into my phone. Come on.
I did not yell.
Oh, no.
There was no yelling. Listen, we got to go get ready for it. We got a playoff game tomorrow.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Go nice, girl.
Everybody have a great day. We hear it's going to be super windy later on today, too. So just watch yourself. I don't know what you need to do, but I feel like I need to tell you. Because they're like, oh, my God, it's even a wind warning or whatever. So, ooh, this sounds serious. I should tell people. Other than that, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Come on. Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.